It's bow time.
The barbecue sandwich from Bojangles is back. Wait, Bojangles has barbecue?
Yeah, keep going.
Well, okay then. We're talking tender pulled pork with a tangy Carolina vinegar kick. Unforgettably topped with our country coleslaw, all on perfectly toasted buns. So if you're like me and missed it last time, get your hands on a barbecue sandwich combo pronto.
It's bow time.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Do you have knee, shoulder, elbow, and other joint pain? Would you like immediate relief without surgery? Let me introduce you to Dr. Michael Farah, who's been serving patients around the world since 1986. At Freedom Medical Center and Trinity Medical Care, you can get platelet-rich plasma injections and other treatments. Dr. Farah is your choice for cosmetic and regenerative medicine. Schedule your consult today at Trinity Medical Care by calling 256-489-3192. That's Trinity Medical Care, located at 8010 South Parkway in Huntsville. Walk-ins are welcome.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. I am your host, Mark White, and you know, I would be talking to myself, but I actually have someone on the line to talk to me, and her name is Flo, and she's currently in Miami, Florida. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Flo.
Hi, that was an amazing intro. I love that.
I was trying really hard, Flo, just for you.
Oh, that is amazing. Those are my favorite types of jokes.
You mean the lame ones?
Exactly.
Okay. Thanks. So how
they're
are things?
They're not lame to me. I think they're the coolest.
Well, thank you so much. I don't have many people calling me cool, so thank you. How are things in Miami, Florida today?
They're good. It's a little bit cloudy today, but it's nice. I like cloudy days. They're great for songwriting.
That's perfect. So have you been able to write some new tunes while under the COVID pandemic?
Yeah, absolutely. It's actually been really interesting because personally, it's been the most like productive I've been in terms of songwriting and the most creative, you know, because not being able to leave my house or not being able to see people outside of my family, it's just kind of made me start creating these stories and ideas in my head that I, you know, so it's actually been kind of really helpful.
Oh, I agree. I know exactly what you're talking about because, Flo, I went from one show a week to a show every single day when COVID hit.
Really?
I absolutely did. I decided that there were people out there who needed to have a positive message of encouragement and inspiration. And they were cooped up in their house and didn't know what COVID was going to bring. And I thought, well, I have a way to reach these people in their homes. And so I started doing interviews every single day and putting a show up every single day to try to reach people and give them something that they could feel there was some hope moving forward.
Yeah, that's amazing. Wow, thank you for doing that. Thank you for putting out such positivity. I love that.
Glad to do it. That's why I'm able to talk to you today, is because of those extra shows that I've put in. And I'm so glad to be able to talk to you as a rising pop country singer-songwriter. Somebody said you were electrifying, which I heard your song, and it is pretty electrifying. You have groovy attitude in your music.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I adore music. I love being sassy in my songs. So talking to myself was very fun, not just to write, but to record.
Oh, I can tell. I can just imagine the energy that was going on in the studio as you were working on that project.
Yeah, it was insane. It was amazing.
People got to hear the song Talking to Myself at the start of the show. Let's talk about how that song came to be and how it developed.
Okay, so I wrote Talking to Myself about a year and a half ago. I was in Nashville. Noah Henson, he also produced the song. And I had been in Nashville for about a week, right? And that week was just purely for songwriting. So I had been going to a bunch of different co-writes and everything. And I'm not going to lie, I love ballads. So for some reason, that week had just been full of ballads, like ballad after ballad. I think we wrote like five ballads before Talking to Myself.
Wow.
Writing Talking to Myself, like the writing session for that was my last writing session of the week. And so when I got to Noah's home studio, I was like, you know what? I think we need to write a fun one. Let's write a really upbeat, I don't care kind of song, you know, vibe. And he's like, okay. And so he starts playing this session on the synth. And it's just the coolest thing, you know? And I'm like, okay. So then he starts building the track based on that chord progression and, you know, doing the really cool guitar riff. And I start working on the melody and the lyrics. And that's how it was born. After a week full of ballads, that's how it started.
I've never heard somebody have so much fun talking about brokenheartedness.
I just love writing. It just makes me so happy. Like, come up with the saddest, most heartbreaking lyric, it will make me happy, which is very interesting.
Well, I'm sure you've never had your heart broken, Flo.
No. I mean, probably not the real heartbreak. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Maybe like mini heartbreak.
Just enough to put out a song that is fiery and energetic about getting your heart broken.
Exactly.
The song is called Talking to Myself, but let's talk about yourself. I want you to talk about your upbringing. Who helped to influence you growing up? Who was the person who made a difference in your life?
Okay, so I don't know if you know this, but I kind of grew up pretty all over the place around the world. So I was born in Chile, and at the age of six, I moved to Canada, and I lived there for a few years, and at the age of eight or nine, can't remember, I moved back to Chile, and then at the age of 13, I moved to Singapore with my family, and then at I think 19, I finally moved to the States, and I've been between Miami and Nashville. So basically, it's really been all over the place, but the constant thing throughout all of this has just been my parents' support and love for music, because not only do I adore, like, I always say that I live and breathe music. I am music. I adore music, you know? But that really comes from my parents' support. You know, they've been so amazing. I grew up listening to all kinds of music, from like Latin music to rock to pop to everything, you know, country, and everything is because of my parents. You know, they're the ones that put me in piano lessons at the age of six, which is where I began my whole journey. So they've been such amazing people, and they really motivate me. And some of my favorite artists that I got to listen to or Shakira, Carrie Underwood, Sebastian Yatra, Maren Morris. I love the Foo Fighters, you know, so there's just a whole bunch of different kind of music in there. But, and though it's like over all over the place, I think it makes me who I am.
Well, a huge shout out to your parents. And when it, when I hear about your traveling around and how you grew up, it sounds like you went with the flow.
Oh, I really did. In fact, I had a band when I was in Singapore, like at school, you know, and it was called Go With The Flow.
I love it. It's perfect.
Yeah.
So I know you're wanting to go by flow, but what is your full name?
Okay, get ready. It's a bit of a mouthful.
I'm ready.
It's Maria Florencia Olavarria Godoy.
I got Maria. Florencia.
Yes, Florencia. That's where flow comes from.
Oh, very nice. It does make it easier on people to call you flow. I can see that.
And it's also what, you know, my friends and my family call me. So I was like, it's perfect.
It's simple.
Thank you.
I can spell it.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's take a quick break. And when we come back, I want people to know more about your music. I want you to be able to share with people how they can connect with you. As we said early on, you're a new up-and-coming star in the music business, and it sounds like you have a lot going on. You have a passion for music. You've been able to write some songs during this COVID-19 pandemic. Let's talk about some of that when we come back. Okay, Flo?
Perfect.
All right, folks, we are talking to Flo right now. I hope you're enjoying this interview as much as I am. She is in Miami, Florida, and we're talking about her music, this song, Talking to Myself. And I enjoy her enthusiasm, her excitement, and I think that you're feeling that too as you're about to listen to some more of her music. You are listening to The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment, and I'm your host, Mark White.
I hate the way you call me, baby. And I don't like how you've been acting lately. It got me thinking about the way I feel when you were gone. Realize that I never want to lead you on. So I hate to admit it, but baby, you were wrong.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org.
Are you a first responder? At Husqvarna, we support the uniformed men and women who serve our country and communities. As a way to honor your service, we created the Military and First Responder Appreciation Program. As a first responder, you qualify for a discount on your purchase of Husqvarna powered equipment. Get 10% off select commercial products at participating dealers. Whether you're starting a business or maintaining your property, you can count on Husqvarna. Find out why we're the brand that's trusted by real professionals. Visit Green's Dependable Hardware at 15220 A, Highway 43, Russellville, Alabama. You can also find them on Facebook at Green's Dependable Hardware. Give them a call at 256-331-0123.
It's bow time.
You've probably heard folks say, don't call it a comeback. But at Bojangles, we don't like to beat around the bush. So when the sizzling, savory pork chop griller's back in all its tender, marinated chili lime glory, and you could snap up two of them for $5, go ahead, call it a comeback. Get two legendary pork chop grillers for just $5, only at Bojangles.
It's bow time.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Hey, Mom! I want to go to Early Works.
Yeah, Mom. Bring the kids to Early Works Children's Museum. Early Works has reopened with new safety protocols and an exciting new exhibit. Toys, The Inside Story, is a hands-on experience that lets you find out how toys work. You can see the Star Wars collection, try out the giant Etch-a-Sketch, test your skills on an old-fashioned pinball machine, and play at the Lego River Water Table. It is all at the Early Works Museum in downtown Huntsville. Go to earlyworks.com for tickets and more information.
Hi, this is Don McLean. You're listening to The Mark White Show. Find a way to make a difference by listening to this show. I hope you'll tune in.
Perhaps they'll listen.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. I am your host, Mark White, and I'm not in Miami, Florida. Flo says it's cloudy today down there. I'm sure it's warmer than it is up here in North Alabama, but hey, I'm loving where I'm at, and I think she's loving where she's at, too. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Flo.
Thank you so much, Mark.
Talking to myself. Obviously, we've been talking to each other, but you have this new song called Talking to Myself, and people have heard it so far. Listeners, many listeners for the very first time, and I'm sure they've enjoyed it. I know with COVID, it has stopped many things, but you found a virtual concert to be a part of in August. I know that was fun as you entertained along with a lot of really amazing entertainers as well.
Yeah, that was so much fun. I think I'm just really grateful for social media during this time, you know, because we're still able to feel connected and like we're all together, you know, for this really difficult time. And as well, it's just really allowed me to stay in touch with my family, who I have family in Chile, family in Singapore. So, yeah, but hopefully, well, I always like to be prepared. I love being prepared. I've been getting ready and, you know, prepping up some shows for whenever that's possible to happen again. But I love performing.
Being prepared and ready for it when somebody says, hey, let's go with it.
Absolutely.
Okay, that's the kind of thing I like. I'm ready to go at any time. Somebody can come on the show and I'm ready to talk to them because I know what I'm doing.
Exactly. And that comes with preparation, you know, and with being, I guess, disciplined and working hard, you know.
Yes, and that's a great message for people listening right now because there are a lot of folks right now who probably feel that a little bit of hope has gone away, but I certainly don't want them to feel that way, and I know you don't either. There is hope, and I want people to find something that they can do, maybe use some creativity, some talent that maybe they didn't realize that they had as much of, and they just expand it, find something that they love to do while they're stuck in the house or not doing the normal activities that they were able to do pre-COVID.
Yeah, exactly. It's so important to not lose hope. Hope is what keeps us going, you know, and keeps us happy. So, and for sure, discover new abilities that you have. I mean, discovered that I'm a great baker throughout this quarantine. So, you know, just keep searching and it's a really difficult time, but try to, you know, smile whenever you can. And if you find yourself being happy, like, allow yourself to be happy. And if you feel sad or angry, like, those feelings are also normal. And we shouldn't try to keep them in or like, resent them, you know?
Just absolutely.
Allow yourself to feel. Because we're human. We feel.
I was reading some posts the other day and somebody talked about how they appreciated their circle of friends. And then somebody said they wanted people in their corner, not in their circle. And I started picturing a ring, a boxing ring, and you want people to be your supporters and be in your corner and you be in theirs. And I think that that's what people really want right now is just somebody in their corner to say, hey, get up. Start moving forward. You can do this. It's like that old coach, you know, if you ever played a sport or had a coach tell you, get up, man, let's get going. And you just find it within yourself just to tap into that energy that maybe you really didn't feel you had.
Yeah, that is so important. to keep going.
You talked about your parents. Do you have any siblings, Flo?
Oh, yes, I do. They are actually triplets.
Wow.
Yeah. They're a year and 11 months younger than I am. But, yeah, they're triplets. I love them.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask. It's a lot of fun, huh?
Oh, yeah. It is the most fun.
That's great. You know, I know they appreciate the fact that they get mentioned while you're out there. If you include your family and always acknowledging them, I know that they appreciate that and they feel included with what you're doing.
Yeah, I love my family. I always talk about them 24/7. And while we're discussing this, I'm going to mention my grandma. She's the coolest. I love my grandma.
My grandmother raised me. This segment, actually, Flo, is named for my grandmother who passed away in 2018. She took care of me, and she loved the Good Deed segment, and so I decided after she passed away I would call it the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment, so it's named after my grandmother.
That's beautiful. I love that.
You know, the power of those grandmas is amazing, and what they can do for a young person and being a positive influence, and it sounds like maybe you have the same in your grandmother.
Absolutely. I think grandmas are just the coolest. Every time, I mean, not this year, you know, because we haven't been able to, you know, meet new people or whatever, but whenever I get a chance to speak to a grandma, I do, because I love grandmas. I think they're so cool. They're so wise. They have so many stories. And, you know, obviously as a songwriter, I love stories. So, yeah, I love grandmas.
Yes. Now, let me ask you, because you mentioned you're Chilean, you grew up in Canada, so we're a couple of generations back with your grandmother. Does she speak English?
She can say orange juice, tea, and milk. Oh,
okay.
And hello.
Okay. So it's Spanish to your grandmother. So I was telling my daughter as she was leaving for school, she was going over her colors. I taught her naranja today for orange, and I said, now, if you wanted orange juice, you could say, yo quiero jugo de naranja, por favor. And she's, oh, wow, okay. Sí, señor. She's learning her Spanish. She's very proud of the fact that she knows her colors now. She has a great teacher at her school, and I'm hoping that she will pick up Spanish and be able to speak fluently as my grandfather did.
That's so cool. That's awesome that your daughter's learning Spanish. I love Spanish. I love languages.
Okay, so you know Spanish, you know English, any other languages?
Okay, so while I lived in Singapore, I learned Mandarin.
Wow.
So, yes, I'm not fluent. And to be honest, I've probably lost a lot of it because it's quite difficult to come across people who will speak Mandarin with you here in Miami.
Right.
But it was wonderful to be able to learn it. And I also learned how to write, you know, the characters. So it was just a very great experience.
Were you close enough to learn any French in Canada?
I actually left the year before they were going to start teaching it at school, so I missed it.
It's funny, yeah. You being in Miami, my Spanish teacher in high school was actually, her name was Miss Foshi, and she was from Cuba. Her family Ooh. Came from Cuba and started in Miami, and then she ultimately ended up in Alabama as a Spanish teacher. My granddaddy loved Miss Foshi, and he would love Aww. To carry on conversations with her, and she was always, Marquitos, cállate, all the time. And I just...
I love that!
I had so much fun with her. I was Marquitos, little Mark, in her class.
That's so cute! I love that!
I would love to find her. It's been so many years now, but I've tried to look her up. I haven't been able to find her yet, but she was a wonderful teacher, and I enjoyed her so much.
Aww, that's so sweet.
Speaking of teacher influences, did you have any special teachers that have been an influence on you?
Absolutely. In Singapore, the teacher that when I went to school there, the entire music department was just wonderful. The way that they supported me and they would get excited with, you know, every song I would write. I'm pretty sure I showed them the first song that I wrote, you know?
Wow.
But in particular, Mr. Hughes was the most amazing teacher to me. And I will always remember him. And we actually made a deal, you know? We made a deal that if I ever get to go on my own headlining, like, stadium tour, when I do my Singapore show, he's going to come and play bass for one.
What a cool deal. So you have a goal now, and he's really cheering you on, hoping you'll do that so that he can be playing with you.
Absolutely.
I like that.
Yeah. And every time I see him, whenever I visit Singapore, he's like, don't forget, Flo. And I'm like, don't you worry, Mr. Hughes. I got you. I won't ever forget.
I had a coach that I told him I was going to be an NFL kicker. I walked on at Alabama, and my dream was playing football in the NFL. And he said, well, when you make your first $1 million, he said, you're going to buy me a steak. And I was like, okay, coach. I haven't bought him a steak yet, obviously. But but it's good to set goals, you know. I could probably feed him a hamburger right now. That's okay. But but no steak, coach, if you're listening.
Aw, well, I love teachers.
It's fun to be able to interact with people who want you to grow and learn as a person. Some amazing people out there who are teachers and educators, and I try to recognize them as much as I can because of the influence that they have. And unfortunately, with this new virtual hybrid schooling, there's not as much personal interaction. And I know that that's missed by teachers who really love their job and by students who really need that. I feel for so many people right now and hope that we can just get through this where that interaction once again becomes the regular, because it's so important to have it.
Yeah, absolutely. And so many of them have just been so amazing. Like, I see online, you know, they go above and beyond to try and make the Zoom classes as engaging as possible, especially for little kids, you know. So shout out to all the teachers that are so loving and caring.
Love it. Well, I want to make sure that listeners know about your music. I want people to know how they can follow you. Go with the flow. How about that?
I love that. Yeah. Okay. So you can find me on my website, which is flowmusicofficial.com, and flow is FLO, and then musicofficial.com, and all of my socials are linked on there, but I'm pretty active on Instagram, and it would be the same thing for my handle, flowmusicofficial.
I have actually enjoyed talking to you today, Flo. It's been a lot of fun. I've enjoyed this very much.
I've enjoyed talking to you too. You know, it's really nice to be able to talk to you instead of talking to myself. You
know? You're corny too. I like it.
Oh, yes, I am. Don't even get me started when it comes to like cheese puns.
We'll just have to have a whole nother show on that.
I love it. Perfect.
Flo, thank you so much for joining me here on the Mark White Show today. And I do want to encourage people to follow you and this latest single, Talking to Myself. I hope people have enjoyed it today listening to that. And I hope that they will plug into your music, Flo.
Well, thank you so much for having me. It's been so much fun.
All right, folks, we've been talking to Flo. She's a rising pop country singer, songwriter. She's electrifying, can't you tell? She has so much energy and so much passion. I really enjoy that. She loves music. I know that you'll grow to love her, so I'm hoping that you'll plug in and follow her music. This girl has gone everywhere, and she has more places to go, so I hope you'll try to keep up with her. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment, and I want you to find your purpose in making a difference in the lives of others. Today, we talked to a person who's an encouragement, who's an inspiration, who should be somebody that you can look to and say, wow, that fired me up. I'm excited. I want to go do something. Find a way to make a difference in somebody's life. That's what this show is about. And I hope that we can continue to recognize difference makers in our communities and share their stories to encourage and inspire us all. I hope that you'll share this show with your friends and let them know about the Mark White Show so that they can be encouraged and inspired as well. Please tune in next time. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show, and I am your host, Mark White.
I hate the way you call me baby, and I don't like how you've been acting lately. You got me thinking about the way I feel when you were gone. Realize that I never want to lead you on. So I hate to admit it, but baby, you were wrong.
Hi everybody, this is DJ Thomas. You know, raindrops may be falling on your head, but on Kyler's Corner, she's living life sunny side up. Nothing
seems to fit. You are my sunshine. Only.
This is Kyla Carter of Kyla's Corner. You can hear my segment every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on The Mark White Show. Remember to tune in every Saturday and always live life sunny side up.
Please don't take my
my sunshine away.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set a minute. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the university preparatory diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Are you in Alabama and need questions answered by a medical professional? If so, my friends at Trinity Medical Care are proud to announce that they are offering telemedicine. With telemedicine, you can stay at home and still have your visit with the doctor. Telemedicine from Trinity Medical Care is now available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Make your telemedicine appointment today by calling 256-489-3192. That number again, 256-489-3192. You can also follow Trinity Medical Care on Facebook. North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Discover fascinating animals from the islands of the world when you visit the Island Life exhibit at Tennessee Aquarium. You'll be amazed at what you find.
We may never see tomorrow anyway. Let's all do something good today. Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good today.